This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Charlotte Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, courtesy of betonline.ag. Yeah, he's covered a few races in the past. Dick Girardi. Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Happy to join you guys always.
Dick, and you've done this for a long time. And to look how the coverage today, and certainly social media has a lot to do with it. I don't know that half of the people that go to the Derby are really worried about the race. They're worried about what they're wearing, how they look. It's more of a social scene than anything else. Now, that part's changed throughout the years. But, man, the explosion of how the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont coverage has been covered throughout the years is phenomenal, the growth with it. And I do give a lot of it, and there is some negative, certainly with the social media world. But the positive is, it gives another generation or two a look into the horse racing world that they didn't really grow up with.
No, that's really well said, and it's all true. I mean, the Derby is fascinating, right? It's always been incredibly popular. It's more popular now than it's ever been. I mean, they keep building on. Every time you get in, there's another building. There's two other buildings, new paddock last year for Derby 150. So, yeah, it's incredibly popular. And you're right, the coverage, and NBC will be there for hours on Saturday. It's always a great scene, no question.
Tell us a little bit about journalism, which for many people is the favorite in the Kentucky Derby, kind of stock that he comes from. And being a favorite at the Kentucky Derby hasn't really been kind to a lot of the horses. But your thoughts on journalism?
So there was a little bit of good run for favorites in from 2004 on to 2018 through Justify. But you're right. Recently, we've gotten Rich Strike and we've gotten these other wild 20-1, 25-1 winners. So, yeah, favorites definitely not been kind in recent years. Journalism has won 4 straight. He won what I thought was the best of the prep races, the San Felipe Stakes on March 1st at Santa Anita. And then he came back to win the Santa Anita Derby in early April. He's the son of Curlin. It was a 2-time Horse of the Year, was a phenomenal racehorse, won the Breeders' Cup Classic as a 3-year-old, and just was won the Preakness, just missed winning the Belmont. Really, really good horse, and has turned into a top sire. And Journalism is also trained by Michael McCarthy, who worked for years with Todd Pletcher, California guy, and it was going to win a Derby someday. This looks like his turn. He's got a great horse, and he's bringing him there in top shape.
I have a friend of mine who's big into the horse racing, and, man, he's been in my ear, Sovereignty. It's like, Mike, you want to win some money? Sovereignty. So give us a little breakdown of Sovereignty. I know one thing, he's got quite the jockey on top of him.
Yeah, look, no question. He's a major contender in the race. trained by Bill Mott, who's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. Junior Alvarado is a terrific jockey, and Bill and Junior together have formed a great partnership. Source won the Fountain of Youth, and then he was second in the Florida Derby, but that wasn't really the goal. The goal was Saturday. He has the right running style. His breakthrough race actually came at Churchill Downs last October. He was just kind of an afterthought in the Street Sense Stakes, and then the bettors caught on, and he was the favorite. He won by a bunch, and that was the day everybody said, oh, this is a pretty good horse. He's got great bloodlines. Nothing not to like about Sovereignty. So, yeah, your friend's on to something. He's definitely a major contender.
When you look at it, if you had, say, a wild card here in the Kentucky Derby, that's not one of the top four or five from a betting standpoint favorites to keep an eye on, who would you put in that category?
Yeah, I'm giving you 9, Burnham Square. I loved his race when he won the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland, which is in Lexington, you know, an hour or so from Louisville. That was his final big prep race. But more importantly, his final workout, I thought, was the best of any of the Derby contenders last weekend. There's just something about when you watch him, you just said, man, this horse is just crying to run. And he'll obviously get his chance on Saturday. And he's 12-1 on the line. He could go higher. So that's my best double-digit odds possibility in the race.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I think there's a lot of really fun, you know, just props via betonline.ag. Yep. I wanted to get your thoughts on some of them that stood out to me. The winning distance over under 1.5 lengths, the winning time over under 122.5 seconds. I went and looked up, you know, the past winners of the Kentucky Derby, and that's like right on the number, like 2 minutes, 3 seconds, 2 minutes, 1 second. It's really, really tight. I just want to get your thoughts on some of those props.
Yeah, no, these guys are good, right? They're not giving away anything. That's why it's an over-under 50-50 shot. The winning distance prop, I actually like the over there. Look, I'm all over journalism. I think he's like a lot better than these horses. He's going to need some racing luck and all the stuff you always need. I think he could win by 3 or 4 legs, so I would take the over. And the good news about that, let's say journalism doesn't win, but if some other horse wins by more than a length and a half, you still cash. As far as the time, there's a chance we're going to get some rain. I would hold off on that bet at Bet Online until Saturday. Watch some of the earlier races, get a sense of how fast or slow the surface is, and then you can jump in whether you want to go over or under on the list of time.
Yeah, another one that stood out as well, Dick, is the wire-to-wire winner prop, 4-1 odds for yes, and then 1-7 for no. Your thoughts on, you know, if journalism is better than the rest of the field, if he'll be a wire-to-wire winner?
Yeah, he won't be. He's probably going to be in the right scenario that I'm hoping for. I see him like 5th or 6th as the field hits the backstretch, you know, with not quite a little less than a mile to go. There are a number of confirmed speed horses. Now, we just did have an announced scratch. Rodriguez, the 4, is not going to run. So that puts 21 Baeza into the field. We'll still have 20 unless there's another scratch between now and the race. But Rodriguez is one of the speed horses. That's one less speed horse. There's a couple horses, if they're going to win, that's the only way they're going to win. Citizen Bull's going to need to get loose on the lead. Certainly Owen Almighty, East Avenue, that's how they all run. The problem is they all run the same way. So the likelihood of any of them getting an easy lead and going all the way is not great. So I would be kind of anti the wire to wire for Saturday.
Dick, I have a friend of mine who's he's got money that's burning through his hole of his pants, so to speak. Render judgment, he tells me. What about render judgment?
Yeah, I mean, he's trained by Ken McPeak, who won the Derby last year, right? So he knows his way to the winner's circle. He just hasn't done a lot that gives you a lot of confidence in the horse, and he actually has what's known as a quarter crack. It's a minor thing, but they're working on it to make sure he's okay to run. So, look, if you like long shots, I don't know if I want to talk your friend off of it. He's going to be 50 or 60 to 1. And again, after Rich Strike 3 years ago, we're not ready to say anything is not possible. But, yeah, he's a long – render judgment's a long shot for a reason. He just hasn't done a lot yet on the track.
He got that dreaded word to him, Dick, potential.
Yeah.
It's the most dreaded word in sports.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it right?
Dick, when you think about it, a lot of times the Derby winner has not run in the second race, you know, and they've kind of, you know, take the week off, so to speak, and then, you know, they'll catch race three of the big races. Is that a judgment of the trainer to say, I don't think he runs well enough on that track, and I'll run him in Kentucky Derby, and I'll run him in the last one, but I'm not going to run him in the middle one.
So most of the time it would be about, oh, it's only 2 weeks. Like Rich Strike right. did not, after he won the Derby, the trainer and the owner just didn't feel like he was ready to run in the Preakness. It turned out he wasn't ready to run anywhere. He never won another race, but that's a whole other story. But
that's right.
You know, most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, the Derby winner comes to the Preakness. There are times maybe the horse got hurt. That did happen. I'm thinking way back to 1996. Grindstone won the race, but he just was unable to run in the Preakness. They would have liked to. But, yeah, I think you can probably count on the Derby winner running in the Preakness unless there's some extenuating circumstance that we really couldn't predict at the moment.
Dick, I was telling this to Charlie because, you know, the guy that did this before, you know, him and I have done it, Buddy DiLiberto. Buddy, you know, he would go to the Derby every year. And he'd always tell me, Mike, yeah, man, I love betting on the Kentucky Derby. But, man, it's all the other races I could bet on. For a lot of people, that's eye-opening that, what, it's more than one race? Explain me. But now television has opened that up for everybody.
Oh, for sure. So the racing starts at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and goes to like 8 o'clock at night. There's 14 races. The Derby is race number 12. There's actually two races after the Derby. And the reason Churchill Downs does that is they don't want everybody leaving at the same time. They'd like a few people to hang around so the traffic can move. It's hard. I don't know if you guys have been, but it's right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's not an easy place to move around in. But, yeah, the 14 races, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., so you're talking 9 hours of action, and it is some scene. I've been 35 times, and you always see something different at whatever Derby you're at, for sure.
Dick, the best way to describe it to people who maybe have never been there is it's almost like going to an old college stadium. It's kind of one way in and sort of one way out. And that's just the way it is. And you can't get all those people out at one shot. And so you understand why they got the 14 races. But that would be the best way for me to describe it to people is that it reminds me of an old college football stadium that you're going in back in the 60s. And you got that one sort of highway that brings you there. A couple outlets here and there. But really, it's one way in, one way out.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, it's all surface roads. Again, a neighborhood surrounds the track. There's a few businesses, but it's mostly just residential around the racetrack. And the nearest highway, the Waterston Expressway, is a couple miles away, and you're trying to escape there, but it can take you hours to get out of there because, yeah, it's the old football stadium with 150,000 fans who are waiting for the one big event. But, yeah, that's one of the many smart things they've done at Churchill. They stagger those last two races, so at least some of the people will stay around. And you're actually smart to stay around because if you don't beat the traffic immediately, you're not going anywhere for 2 hours anyway.
Yeah, it's you're in the parking lot, so to speak.
Exactly.
And you're not moving. And
no, you're not.
Getting these boys. nothing would get me more angry than being stuck in traffic for a couple hours. Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to have you on. And, man, when the Preakness comes, we'll get you back on.
Sounds good. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Jig Girardi, he's done this basically 40 years covering the racing scene. Does a great job for betonline.ag.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.